What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
And me? That makes two voiceover girls.
Oh, okay. What do you get when you have two voiceover girls separated by one pond and two perspectives?
Oh, I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen to Romy and Jessica as they share their journey into the voiceover industry. Hi, and welcome to Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. I'm Romy Santosh. And
hi, I'm Jessica Matheson.
Welcome to the final episode of our first series. Can you believe it's our final episode for the series, Jessica?
No, I can't. It's so weird to think that we've made it through the entire season and we're nearing the end and starting to think about another one.
Yeah. So what's the journey been like for you?
A lot of learning, a lot of a very steep learning curve, I think, just like anything else with voiceover, you know, where you get into it with one idea about how it's going to be, and you quickly figure out that it's not what you thought it was going to be. And so you adjust and you learn and you have aha moments and oh no moments, and you learn some more and you figure it out.
Well, I was just thinking, we actually started thinking about this podcast about a year ago, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's actually taken us a year to get to this place, our destination, as it were. I had no idea of what the journey was going to be like, to be honest. We started off with an idea a year ago, thinking let's do a podcast because it's like the thing to do. And and we thought, let's share our journey around voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
So we started planning the different ideas for different episodes, developed a structure, which was obviously a very good thing. And then we started, I think, recording earlier this year, and we invited guests, and we've then ended up with a whole series of episodes, which is quite amazing.
And we numbered and we renumbered, and then we got confused about our renumbering. And now even like, oh my gosh, funny story for everybody to hear, right? Like with our naming convention, when we send the episodes back and forth to each other to run through and edit and review and that sort of thing, they're named like week, whatever, actual episode, this number, because it's going to be different according to our little plan that we made than it actually is when you put them on the podcast hosting site. You know, it just goes straight through however many episodes you do, even though it's really like maybe part B of episode number 6, you know, or something.
Yeah, I think that happened because we ended up having guest episodes.
Yep.
And we had to split each guest episode because we had lots and lots of guest interviews. So we hadn't actually thought about that originally. So that's why we had to add these extra episodes in, or add extra numbers in. So we had to go with the A and B.
Yeah. And for whatever reason, we didn't think that voiceover people could like talk a lot. Like, no. I don't know why we didn't think that was going to be a thing. So we quickly realized there was so much good content that we didn't want to cut it out. And so instead of having like one ginormous episode that it'd be like, well, here's this episode, good luck, hope you get through it, we thought we'd split it out so that it was more bite-sized.
Absolutely. And we still ended up with some of the episodes being an hour long,
right?
1 hour bite size episode.
Right. Yeah.
The new definition of bite size.
That would be like the American version versus the UK,
yes.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Like our portions are way the heck bigger.
Absolutely. In terms of your experience of doing this podcast, what would you say you loved about doing the podcast?
I probably my favorite part about it was when we did all those different interviews with the different guests, just being able to relate to people, you know, in a different way. Like we talk to these people, some of these people in mentoring sessions or in accountability groups, or we see them on socials or maybe get to meet them in person, like, you know, going to One Voice or something like that. But your experience, getting that chance to sit down and talk about your shared experiences or things that maybe were different. I know there were a few times, there were even things that we didn't necessarily include in the podcast because it wasn't really what we were talking about, but we were able to be like, oh, hey, what CRM do you use? Hey, let's talk about that. Why do you like that? You know, so you got to have this, you got to learn. We still got to learn from the people that we were interviewing. And it was, I don't know, there was a lot of validation too. And some of the things that I have experienced over the last couple of years going, oh, you, okay, good. It wasn't just me. You know,
I think that was one of the things that was quite surprising for me too, the similarity in experience. And it was regardless of where you are in the world, the shared experiences were quite amazing. We all almost said the same things about certain topics. The marketing, I remember, was the one, oh my God, that's the big challenge for everyone. And the voiceover industry is such a loving place, was again, another one that everyone seemed to have the same experience of. So yeah, some lovely shared experiences was so good. Very reassuring, I think.
Yeah, for sure. So on the flip side of that, what do you think would be the most challenging thing that we did this year or you experienced this year or, you know,
the editing, of course. <You know?
laughs> Oh, yeah. Wasn't there one episode that took like 8 hours to edit? Yeah. So
I think that was most of them for me, Jessica.
Right idea that we were going to like do all of these individual interviews and splice them together according to topics, which is awesome. It sounds great, but wow, lots of work.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think that just goes to show you have to remember that any recorded piece, if you're going to edit it, will take 7 to 8 times more. So 1 hour recording will take 7 to 8 hours of recording. So yeah, just be aware next time.
Yeah, no kidding. I think that'll be a format change next year. What do you think?
I think so. So out of all the episodes, because obviously we covered a lot of topics, which is really good fun. Did you have any particular favorite episode?
I think probably for me, one that I needed the most that was really also very good was talking about marketing and how to find work and things like that. It was something that I was kind of struggling with where I didn't feel like I had a diversified enough approach to it. And in talking about it with each other, we came up with some things that was like, well, I do this. Oh, I do this. Hey, about, and then you and I exchanged information about what we did. And then when we talked to our guests, we found that actually a lot of them were in the same sort of boat, you know, or maybe they did something a little bit differently where it was like, you know, it was good to learn from each other and from those other people. And so that topic for me really was something that I needed to hear and needed to, you know, I guess feel like, okay, I'm not a complete loser. Marketing's hard for everybody, you know, get that little.
Yeah, sure. Actually, just going back to talking about the shared experiences, I also thought it was really interesting that for certain topics, we had opposite views as well. So for example, some people said you make your own voice reel. And some people said, no, always go out to a professional. Those sort of opposite views, which I thought was also interesting. And I quite like that too. The fact that there was diversity, you know, you just, as voiceovers, we just don't have one path for everything. We have lots of different opinions and ways of doing things. So I like that as well.
Yeah. And just people's strategies too. You know, some people were like all in on one thing and other people said they diversified. And then that sort of thing. And then some of them were like, you know, I wouldn't recommend you do it this way, but this is what I did.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't listen to me.
Do as I say, not as I already did and experienced that it was a complete. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it was quite a range, I think, of information that we got. And that was good that we had that range and it wasn't all just the same old thing for everyone either. So that was cool. Was there anything that surprised you overall?
Goodness. I think just podcasting was a complete surprise. Like I went into it having sort of an idea that we would sit and chat and we would talk about things. We might interview people, but like realizing just how much work goes into a podcast and how much it takes to get that podcast out there to people to listen to. I mean, you know, we still have a long way to go to even get the first season of episodes out there and shared in a larger way. And even though season one is over, there's going to be plenty of work between season one and season two to make sure that season two is, people are ready to listen to season two because we have those followers that are listening.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the promotional side of the podcast is something that we hadn't thought about much. And that's what we're going to be obviously looking at now. So it's just a continuous learning process. First was just planning it, recording it. And now it's about how you get it out there and get the following and so on and make the millions.
Yes, totally. I know. And you know, it's surprising. I listened to several other podcasts and there's plenty of them that they're like, you know, this is really a labor of love. You know, there's a rare few that are making big money off of them. They mostly do them because they like doing it or they like sharing or whatever their goal is that is non-monetary.
Yeah. I mean, that's the interesting thing recently, only because I'm sort of now looking out for it, that there are so many courses that are being run on how to do a podcast and how to set mm-hmm. one up and a lot of advice around, which I hadn't actually thought about last year. Had I thought about it, maybe things would have been slightly different. But I think we just jumped in and that was okay too. I think that was good fun. You know, we just jumped in not knowing a thing about how to do podcasts, but we mm-hmm. really enjoyed the experience. But sometimes there's something to be said about learning about how to do things properly, but it doesn't yeah. matter.
Yeah, well, and yeah. then, I mean, there's something to be said for not suffering from analysis paralysis, that's where you true. Sit there and you analyze everything to the point where there is just nothing happening, you mm-hmm. know? So, and I used to, you know, well, I used to be that person before I went into business for myself, you know, not doing voiceover years ago when I started mm-hmm. my business, you know, 10, 11 years ago, that was me. I had to be so careful, but then yeah. I became an entrepreneur and then I had to like pivot in business. And now I'm kind of like, kind of cautiously throwing it at the wall and seeing what sticks. Like I'm making that calculated throw. I'm not just throwing it like, just yeah. let's see what happens. Like there's a calculated risk, but I'm still definitely like more of a risk taker than maybe I used to be.
Wow. That's cool.
That's been kind of interesting to see through this process too, where it's like, you know, when we've had behind the scenes discussions, we're like, well, how about we do this or that? And, you know, and we'll talk about what we need to research and then, you know, maybe be like, well, maybe we should just do this and then we'll see what happens. You know, it's funny to see that kind of come out.
Actually, I was going to say, I was watching a webinar recently about podcasting and so on, and they were talking about various things. And I was thinking, actually, we did most of the things intuitively or just naturally. And that was quite reassuring as well. Uh-huh. And I thought, that's good. We actually already did a lot of the stuff that's being talked about sort of just automatically. So that was quite nice. We're obviously a naturals.
Yes, we're naturals. Yes. Now we from there.
It's built into my DNA to do podcasts.
There we go. That's totally it. Yeah. No, it does feel nice though when you do those things, you know, like I've done that with some of the marketing stuff with voiceover where I actually kind of end up like scolding myself a little bit because I'll go, okay, I need to do this. I need to learn about this and this and this. And then I go and I take the webinar or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I already knew that.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you just do that? You know, but it took me getting that validation or something like that, that I knew what I was doing before I felt comfortable. So yeah, crazy.
So we've come to the end of season one and we would love to do another season. We have had enough feedback, I would say, for us to be encouraged to do that. Do you have any ideas of what you'd like to cover?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's been a couple of topics that have come to mind that I'm always curious about. And I'm sure that other people who are newer to the industry would be curious about. And one of them is, you know, like how in the world do you structure your day to be the most productive? Like, is there some cool form? I mean, I know that there's going to be some differences, you know, not everything is one size fits all and works for everybody, but like, let's talk to some people who are successful and like, what does your day look like? And see if we can glean some ideas about how to be more productive in our day. That's definitely one thing. And then the other thing that I've dealt with over the last few years, well, a couple of years, I guess, COVID mostly, like when you're in that whole, like, I'm going to learn everything I can because I have the time to learn it. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, information overload. Now what, you know, so that you don't fall into that whole analysis paralysis thing. It'd be interesting to kind of talk about that or kind of research that a little bit and figure out like, what do you do when you do feel like you have information overload? How can you overcome that little hurdle that's right there? So that's a couple of things I could think of. How about you?
Sure. I'm going to keep my ideas a secret.
Oh, see how you are. You're so mysterious.
Oh, yeah. No, I think there's so much to cover, really. And there's different routes we could go down. Some people start to use their voiceover work to do their podcast. So you start narration work and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's that sort of thing. Or we could just carry on interviewing and covering different topics in terms of other topics that would be useful. So like you said, you know, a day in the life, practical stuff as well. I'm open to ideas and I'm looking to discuss possibilities.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cool, too, if we could hear from people who are listening to the podcast and find out, you know, like the idea here is that we made this podcast. Okay. Yeah, sure. We wanted to get some benefit out of the podcast, but when we decided like kind of like what we were going to do as far as how we were going to structure the podcast, the idea was to to help other newbies, you know, figure things out. And so it'd be really neat to know what are the questions that they have. Like, you know, like Dear Abby column in the paper, like, tell me about it, you know. But they could do that from our Facebook group, I suppose. They could go to our Facebook group.
Which is?
Okay. It is facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. So if you join that group and you have something to say about what you want to listen to in the next season or anything else, it's a community. So like that's where they could go and do it. And then we could find out what people want to hear about. And then we could work on it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Great. So thank you, Jessica. It's been a fantastic experience.
You
really enjoyed working with you.
Yes.
Happy to do it again.
Yay. I got hired back for season two. Pay zero budget.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing. Yes, we can't pay you.
Right. I had a friend once who told me about how she was at like a review. She worked for a hospital. And her boss had the number down that she said, okay, here's the number that I'd like to give you. And she showed it to her and she goes, and here's the number that the hospital's allowing me to give you. And she did that to just be like soften the blow, you know, like, sorry, you're not getting a good raise, but this is what I think you're worth.
Great. Well, thank you for listening. And until the next time.
Yes. So again, that group on Facebook is facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirlsacrossthepond. And don't forget to tell your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, whoever, complete strangers about our podcast. Like and subscribe, and you will hear more.
Brilliant. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Jessica, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.